Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Tootski, come on.
Every football season brings highs.
Yes! Rock and roll!
And lows.
Every week, though, there's no excuse for that.
Oh, no.
It's time to buy or sell.
I tell him to sell!
It's Texans Stock Up, Stock Down on The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
I'm going to pump those numbers up. Those are rookie numbers in this racket.
That is right, Matthew. It is Stock Up, Stock Down. It is a Week 12 edition of The Drive's Stock Up, Stock Down with the Buffalo Bills coming to NRG for some primetime Thursday night football. Do not forget, Houston, to wear your Battle Red on Thursday night. It is Battle Red Day, Battle Red game against these Bills for the Texans. And that's what we're discussing here on Stocks today. Ron, the show, Hughley, in your eyes, sir. Stock up for the Houston Texans going into Week 12.
My stock up goes to Woody Marks. We talked about it a little bit in the last second. I do think running the football may be, I think, offensively the most important thing for the Texans in this game. And I think we saw last week, I hope this isn't just a game plan thing, because you never know. Nick Caley has said, hey, whatever the game plan is from week to week. But it looked like they are in a space where they're shifting towards Woody Marks being the main guy. As you said, he had 18 carries versus Nick Chubb's 3. And I talked about it last Friday that needs to be the switch. To me right now, it's clear that he should be the guy that gives the most opportunities in the lead back. And it looks like that's happening. Although he didn't run great, I think he was like around 2 yards a carry or so. But I just think he should be the one getting the most opportunities. So for me, stock up. We saw it a clear shift in who the lead back was. And we'll see if that continues. And I think a big part of the game, them running the football. Woody Marks, my stock up.
Yeah, I like it, Ron, because I agree with you. I mean, the more snaps you can get him on the field, the better off you're going to be, because he is one of those guys that, boy, doesn't need much more than a crease. He doesn't need to catch one in the flats and be able to turn it up the side, and he can give you an explosive. He can give you a hit your head on the goalpost type situation. And we don't have enough of those guys in the Texans uniform on the offensive side of the football. So I agree with you, man. His stock's never been higher. I'm glad they see it. I'm glad they used it last week. Hopefully they can continue to find ways to get him touches through the air and on the ground, because I do think this, he's got a I don't know how long-lived Woody Marks is here, because I mean, if they go draft a guy high or get a big free agent or something, obviously that would limit his numbers. But right now where Woody Marks is, man, he's a third down back that can pass protect, that can catch out of the backfield, that's getting first and second down touches, and I like it.
Yeah, I know my fantasy team would appreciate it. I've been starting him the last couple of weeks. There was Ron, the show's stock up for the Texans in Week 12, the rookie running back, Woody Marks. Over to you, Clint Sterner. Stock up for the Texans in your view.
I'm going to go Trent Brown. Look, I think what I saw last week, 2 weeks ago on film, I knew that they had to have seen it as well. There's just something about having an offensive lineman that can stop a pass rusher dead in his tracks. There's something about an offensive lineman that can wash a defensive lineman or an edge rusher completely down or completely out. And it literally has the ability. Now, it doesn't always work because there's some speed issues and some footwork issues, but when he does completely shut down, lock up an edge rusher, even if it's a guy that's not a very good player, like it's not a great play, a highlight reel type play, but when he anchors down and locks that guy down, the quarterback has so much, has 4, 5, 6 yards of room to work that way if need be. When he washes down a D lineman, the running back doesn't just have a crease or a one-way go. He's now got a gaping hole or a two-way go. And to have that element, and it doesn't happen every snap, but to have that potential every play you call or every snap that takes place, I think changes the offense in a big way. And so they clearly saw it starting him last week, and so Trent Brown right now has got some stock that's up, man.
I think we'll see a lot this week too, right? The injury report is out, and I think Ed Ingram is good to go, and we'll see. We'll see. I don't know if last week was an Ed Ingram thing, and maybe that's what they felt. I would assume Ed's getting closer to healthy.
Yep.
And we'll see if that is a change, whether it is we need Trent Brown there because we need Trent Brown, or if this is a injury thing and Trent Brown is, as they say, our best five. But I get the feel that I'm with you. I get the feel that they want Trent Brown on the field.
Yeah, I think they want him on the field. Here's the deal: is if it's me, I would start him. I'd leave Titus Howard inside, and then because Buffalo's got some edges now. If all of a sudden he's struggling with these edges just from a movement ability
Russo and Bosa.
Yeah, I mean, if he all of a sudden struggles with those guys, those better, more complete edges, then you go back to Titus, get Ingram back in the game inside. You got a plan. You got a plan for either one of them. I think right guard, right tackle's in good hands right now.
The arrow's pointed up.
You are listening to H-Town's number one afternoon drive sports talk. That'd be The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Every Wednesday at 3:30, we do a little stock up, stock down. Stock ups are out of the way. Now's where we got to get tough with it. We got to be honest, got to be critical. Stock downs, we're on the show, Hughley. Week 12, Bills, Texans, Thursday night. Stock down for these Texans in your eyes.
You know, I like these kind of stock downs because it's not necessarily like, man, this guy's playing awful. I would say stock down to Xavier Hutchinson. And it's not because Xavier Hutchinson is playing poorly. I think he had a couple of plays in the game against the Titans, and I think he's been pretty good this year for them. But it is clear we are starting to see an emergence from Jaden Higgins. We're starting to see 81 start to seem to get more and more and more. And in the last two games, especially with Davis Mills, like he's been involved in the offense a lot more. And I think the person that is going to probably lose some snaps due to that is Xavier Hutchinson. But I don't think it's a bad thing. I think the whole hope and plan was that Jaden Higgins would be a guy that could take that spot opposite side of Nico Collins. And we're starting to see him being used in a big way. So for me, I would say Xavier Hutchinson, not due to his poor play, because I think he still helps this team out. But I think Jaden Higgins is starting to rise right now.
Yeah, Jaden Higgins' stock can't be up if somebody in that same position isn't down right now. Yeah. I thought the Christian Kirk would be the low hanging fruit there, but
That's what I was about to say. I was like, I can't believe Ron didn't go Kirk.
Well, yeah, it was his birthday yesterday.
Well, it was his birthday, but Christian
talked
more of a slot,
about benching him.
More of a slot guy. More of a slot guy. I think Higgins is the guy that you want to line up outside opposite Nico. Yeah, I mean, listen, man, we got to come up with a different segment for what Christian Kirk is at. It's something lower than stock now.
He's making us Aggies look bad. All right, Clint Sterner put a cap on this thing for us. Stock down in your eyes for the Texans in Week 12 with the Bills coming to town.
Well, this has more to do with just the situation of when you need this guy, and so it's never been felt more than I think this week. I'm going to go with linebacker Christian Harris. You know, this is Christian Harris. There's a lot of talk right now about D'Amico Ryans and a spy on defense, and should he use a spy, and how should he use a spy, and what's that look like? And the reality of it is we saw a guy named Christian Harris, I think it was last year, we saw him be really the best player on the defensive side of the football against Lamar Jackson.
2 years ago in the playoffs.
Was that two years ago?
Yeah, remember last year.
That's right. Last year was the injury stuff, right? But we saw him, you know, the super athletic former defensive back linebacker, the guy that D'Amico said is one of the best, if not the best linebacker he's coached, whatever he said. We saw exactly why. And it's games like this right here for me, Ron, that hurt, because Christian Harris should be a guy that could get a lot of run this week and had the ability to track down and tackle both speed and physicality with both the running back Cooks and Josh Allen. So my stock's going to be down for Christian Harris because I don't expect to see him on the field at all.
You think EJ Speed is good enough to handle that? Oh, but I'm with you. Christian Harris is a different kind of athlete. We saw that. We haven't seen a lot of people keep up with Lamar.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think EJ gives you a chance, but EJ's one of those that he gets on top of you so fast that you don't even realize. So it's going to be more of that sneak attack, where I think Christian Harris is a guy that he can actually touch Lamar in a phone booth where nobody else has a chance. Christian.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
And Harris can. So it's a little different. He can go into those situations very confidently, whereas I think EJ Speed's got to go in balls to the wall and hope to surprise him. So, yes, I think EJ can get the job done.
It would seem like he'd be the guy that they probably
He's got to be. The other guys ain't gonna be able to keep up. But this is one of those games where I think Christian Harris, he is just made. The reason you have a Christian Harris on your roster, obviously, is to play good linebacker year round. But it's because in these games, he could typically, you know, make a big difference, and to not have him this week is could potentially hurt. So right here on this wet Wednesday, Christian Harris stock down, Chief.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12-3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.